Well, despite economic growth in Australia, homelessness increased by 14% between the 2011 and 2016 censuses, with 116,427 people now thought to have no permanent home, according to numbers from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. While several experts have blamed economic reasons for homelessness, such as the rising cost of housing compared to stagnant wages, Jason Lokes, president of Sheltered by Grace Homelessness Shelter, says the leading reason for homelessness in his area are mental health issues. He says greater awareness of mental health issues and funds for shelters are needed to fight the problem. Farah Taufik has this story.
Jason Lokes hosts 12 homeless people in his shelter home in Logan, where they have a roof over their heads, access to meals, as well as some activities. However, it took a long time to get his homeless shelter to where it is now. Mr. Lokes was inspired to set up his shelter 21 years ago, after trying to help a friend through a personal crisis.
It started 21 years ago when our good friend of myself and my wife became homeless with his two young daughters. And we went through that journey with him trying to get help for housing. And because he was a man, it was incredibly difficult to get any help. Most of the services are set up to help females back then. And that's how we actually got started. There was just, we saw the need all around us.
Mr. Lokes felt his shelter was needed because the government of the day didn't understand the mental health issues that many homeless people face.
The government didn't have a good handle on how to look after high needs clients. We saw them closing down mental health hospitals like Queensland and Australia. They're putting people with really chronic mental health, people into housing that they couldn't maintain or manage, and so they were becoming homeless.
His experience lines up with the 2018 report by the National Mental Health Commission, which found there is a lack of affordable, safe and appropriate housing for people with lived experience of mental ill health. Moreover, a report by the Australian Institute for Mental Health and Welfare found that two-thirds of those who used homelessness services in 2018 suffered mental health issues. Nearly one-third of all requests for mental health services neither got the service nor were referred. Today, Sheltered by Grace works closely with hospitals to source its clients, but Mr. Lokes says an increasing number of people are contacting them on their own as well.
Normally from hospitals, so we've got really good working relationships with Logan and Gold Coast and the PA hospital, and so we talked through and got a case referring program. We have a growing number of people that just Google us now that are homeless or for their family members. We go through a referral process there for their friends and family as well.
A typical day in the shelter is designed to make the residents feel at home, in addition to sessions with counsellors.
So in the morning, they get up and have breakfast. After they've had breakfast, we do medicine assistance, so we make sure everybody's getting the right medicine at the right time. After medicine assistance, they've got an hour then to do their house chores for the morning. Afternoon, usually that's when we do some counselling, one-on-one or group.
One of the main problems Mr. Lokes encounters as a shelter owner is overcrowding.
In Logan area, there's probably 30 different agencies that refer people for homelessness, yet there's only one homeless shelter.
He believes the government should prioritise sheltering the homeless over putting them in job programs.
They should be supporting private industry and supporting charities that actually have actual homeless shelters, not referral agencies. I would get rid of, we have a lot of government funding focused around jobs for helping people that are with homelessness. I would overnight get rid of a lot of that funding, and I would put that funding for buying land and building emergency shelters.
In a statement, Assistant Minister for Community Housing, Homelessness and Community Services, Luke Howarth, said he was wasting no time taking action on this issue. He added that the Commonwealth is doing its share of heavy lifting. The statement added that in 2019-2020 financial year, the government will spend around $6.7 billion on housing and homelessness. This includes around $4.5 billion through the Commonwealth Rent Assistance to help eligible Australians on low to moderate income pay the rent in the private rented market and community housing. Moreover, the statement added that more than $1.5 billion will be provided to state and territory governments through the National Housing and Homelessness Agreement. But Mr. Lokes says taking action on housing is not enough. The government needs to build mental health hospitals again, as well as fund emergency shelters.
We really do need to start building mental health hospitals again very quickly. And we need to build emergency shelters. So when people do come homeless, they can get the help quick and get back on their feet again, as opposed to being homeless for 10 or 20 years. It's just ridiculous.
And that story was by Farah Torfik.